Okay.
Alrighty.
All righty. Woohoo! So welcome back to...
Now, let's kind of explain why we did that so that people don't kind of get a little freaked out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yep. So what I wanted to do is make it a little easier in that to have an hour chunk so that I could edit it a little cleaner so that I could send it over so that it could be played
on Live 365.
Live 365.
Yes.
So that's why I did that. So we will continue on with our show now. And I did want to talk about some theories I had.
Cool.
This week. So the first theory I had was, would August's water in the well kill or be bad for Regina? And the thinking I had was going with the Wizard of Oz idea.
Ooh.
Now, we know that Regina takes a shower, so that water across the board is fine. But what if this magical water that brings something that is lost back, maybe that has some detriment to Regina? Just a question I wanted to throw out there.
Well, have you seen her drink water?
Well, no. I'm not saying that the water in that well.
Right. Correct. Yep. No, I understand that. So, yeah.
So, and I think
it's a very, very, very interesting thought.
And I don't think that we've seen what that water has done to Regina. Now, or I'm sorry, to Emma. The interesting thing is that August had had to kind of bump her back into play. So the water in itself hasn't done anything unless it has some type of, it takes some time
time release capsule.
Right. So maybe it's just water and maybe, you know, it is what you think it is, but I just kind of want to throw that out there. I was thinking about the Wizard of Oz.
She drank that water before she was able to make Jefferson's hat.
Mm.
So maybe if she had not had that water, she wouldn't have been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it invoked some sort of magical something or other in her that she doesn't realize.
Yep. I have to tell you, August is my favorite character.
Yes.
On the show.
He's a lot of people's favorite too, actually.
Period. Across the board. And I have a message from August. Here we go.
This is Ian Bailey, and I portray August W. Booth. I thought this was a good opportunity to express my gratitude to all the fans of Once Upon a Time. Each time I watch the show, I'm reminded of how we all are special and unique beings on this planet. And all we have to do to awaken to the life we want is remember how truly special we are, each and every one of us. Fans of Once know this. That's why I love them.
We could pretty much end the show right there. I mean,
that would be pretty epic.
Ian, I want to thank you for taking the time to leave that not only fantastic voicemail, but it means so much, I think, to all of us. So
it really does. Because, again, I know you're having a little fanboy moment right now because
you have no idea.
I do, though. I do. Look, he is phenomenal. Yeah. He is a great character, and he is so easy on the eyes. Mm. And I know that just appeals both, I think, to men and women alike, because he's just he's a cool dude. He rides a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He's very slick. He's got the greatest lines. He's an all-around awesome dude. We love him. We really do love him a lot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's so neat to see all this great talent together, putting this really great story together. And I just, like I said, I'm very appreciative to all the cast who've called in. I know that you're busy, but I'm telling you, from me and from everyone who's listening, it really means so, so much, because we really do love this show. and it is, it's a little easier now, but I'm telling you, the first couple of weeks, we were on pins and needles. Is this show going to last? Yeah. Are we going to see any more? Is it over?
Yeah.
You know, I do think back to the first time, and I mentioned it on my interview with Barbara Barnett, just feeling so low. I mean, there was a Hollywood Reporter story and all these other stories about, well, Once Upon a Time is okay, but it's not going to last. And now looking now, we now see what has transpired, and it's such a great show. And so anyway, my thanks to to all who've called
in. They've been so like I said earlier, they've been so gracious and so good to us, and we really appreciate that they take the time to send out messages through us to the fans. It's awesome.
Yep. So I'm going to read an email from Dwight. He's a new listener. Thank you so much.
Great.
He enjoyed the Ruby Watch, and I don't I don't think we're done Ruby watching.
No,
so,
we're not.
So he mentioned that it was a great catch with the cup in the Mr. Gold shop. Mm. And if you ever have some free time and you have all the episodes either downloaded on iTunes or something like that, just, I think it's really cool to look at every scene where you see Mr. Gold shop. There's so much there that you can see, and it's really interesting. For instance, I was going to make a blog post about this, but I didn't because I saw some croquet mallets, a set.
Yep.
Behind Mr. Gold in his shop. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that they weren't used or seen in Storybrooke, but they were. They were in Jefferson's house.
Right.
And Mary Margaret used them. So, but I'm just saying that there's so much that are in his shop. And actually, in his back area, remember when he was using the
lanolin to make that?
There was so many really cool things in his back area. Like work area, there was a stuffed penguin there, and it's something else that you should notice too. There are a lot of empty frames in Storybrooke. There are some great paintings. There are some great things. Regina has some great art on her wall, but if you look in Mary Margaret's house, down on the ground against the wall, there's these empty frames, and in Mr. Gold's shop, there's a lot of great paintings against that back wall. But if you look in Mr. Gold's little area where his work area, there's a lot of empty frames. And so that's something that you could just keep looking for, empty frames. And I kept thinking, these paintings, were they stolen, taken, that you couldn't have them, and only a Mr. Gold painting would be given to somebody for some reason? See,
well, remember, think about what is the pawn? What is a pawn shop?
Right.
You go take your stuff to a pawn shop when you need money.
Right.
And you can't get a loan any other way, and you don't want to, and you kind of want to offload. You have the freedom to buy it back if it's still there, but it's ultimately a place to drop off things you don't want or need anymore.
Right.
So if that's the case, he's acquired those paintings from people who needed the money for whatever reason.
Or probably a deal,
to pay,
right?
Right, or mm-hmm. a deal.
Yep.
Probably to pay him rent or something crazy like that. So, I mean, you know, but then again, anybody can go in there and buy whatever they want.
Right.
So.
But yeah, it's just, for instance, in the Nolan house against the wall, behind their couch, there is what I consider a Pinocchio artist rendering. There is a log with two legs coming out of the bottom, and then out of the log growing up are these limbs. And so to me, it represented Pinocchio in a way.
Hmm.
Kind of a artist rendering of that. So, but there are some pictures on the wall. I think there's pictures on Mary Margaret's wall as well, but just the empty frames on always kind of stood out to me. So Dwight sent in an email. It says, I have my own theory about how the curse will ultimately be broken. I was going to wait until I got caught up on all the podcasts before sharing it so I wouldn't cover old ground. But I'm only about halfway through and couldn't wait any longer. There's been so much emphasis on the true love aspect and how it is stronger than magic that I agree that true love's kiss will be the final undoing of the evil curse. My twist on this is, what love is stronger than love between a mother and a son? I think at some point, Henry, who is currently operating outside the bounds of the curse, will be affected by it as the battle builds to its final crescendo, and that ultimately a kiss from his mother, who fiercely loves him and maybe fears losing him forever, will shatter the curse. Crazy idea, maybe so, but at least I'm in good company with all of Jeff's enjoyable out on a limb theories, and that's true. I have tons of them. Keep up the great work, and know another fan is out there listening, Dwight in Washington State.
Nice.
So thanks so much, Dwight, and we're also together with Ruby Watch. So yes, yes, and so
nice.
Yeah, you know, the love of a mother and
yeah,
her son.
Yeah, because so, there's very little that's more powerful than that.
It's true. We spent a little time in Disneyland today, and there's a lot of moms and a lot of sons there.
Yes,
a lot of
dads, there were.
Just a lot of people.
There were a lot of people there today. So,
it was kind of Pinocchio day today.
We saw Pinocchio and Geppetto. Yeah.
We heard him now on the show.
I know.
And I think Pinocchio's still in the chat room, so thanks, Jacob, for sticking around.
Yep.
So we did not ride the ride.
No, today. We didn't get a chance to today. Not today.
Anyhow, well, there is... Okay, yes.
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
You're hilarious.
Well,
have you been dipping into the NyQuil now?
No, I'm fine.
Do you need some?
Just no. I don't need any, thanks. Okay, this email is from Christy Davis. Hi, Jeff and Colleen. I was rewatching Hat Trick, and I don't think this theory has been brought up before, or if it has, you can just ignore me. I would never ignore you, Christy.
Mm-mm.
No way. There's a lot of talk in this episode about not abandoning family, so we oncers have talked about Jefferson and Regina possibly being cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe brother and sister, mm-hmm. that Jefferson was the older brother, the firstborn that Regina's mom, the Miller's daughter Cora, has to give to Rumpelstiltskin. Mm-hmm. But then when Daddy Henry was brought back to full size before leaving Wonderland, Jefferson said, "You came back for your father," and it didn't seem that Henry was his father too. Theory dismissed. So then we see the Queen of Hearts with the veil covering her face. Her voice is also muffled. Jefferson mentions the Queen Regina, and the Queen of Hearts assistant says there is only one queen, the Queen of Hearts. So I think the Queen of Hearts is Regina's twin sister, who also was the firstborn and given to Rumpelstiltskin. She's jealous that Regina gets to be the queen of Fairytale Land, so she makes a deal with Rumpel to be the queen of a new land and sends her to Wonderland. So,
yeah.
I think there is validity into the idea that Wonderland is kind of separate from mm-hmm. everything else.
Well, it's not like you can get to it easily.
Right. And I do think
Unless that's just a quick transport. You know what I mean? Like, it's so far away that you have to go by other means. But ultimately, if they follow the actual Alice in Wonderland books, it makes more sense that you have to, what they went through and where they went was kind of more looking glass.
Right.
You know what I mean? You had to go through the looking glass, so through the hat. So that was kind of, that's kind of an interesting pull. But here's the thing. I totally agree and see that, yeah, it does kind of seem like if he was her brother, then dear old Daddy Henry would have recognized him or something. But how do we know that maybe he's not a half-brother and maybe he has a different daddy? Maybe Cora had another husband. Maybe Cora had another gentleman quarter, shall we say, who she might have had a little child with and had to give him away because Rumpelstiltskin was trying to get her married off to somebody else. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's still within the realm of possibility in my mind. But I agree. He's probably not necessarily her brother, but I still think he's related to her somehow. That's just, it, like she said, it very much talked about family, 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 family. So
the,
anywho,
the hat with all the doors to me was a game changer because that really broke everything open. Then with all the people in Storybrooke now, it is possible to get a lot of different places. And it's no wonder that the Evil Queen definitely had him on speed dial to get around, because that's a great way to do it.
Right.
Yep. That hat was, that's just a great, great plot device. Great way to get to a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we see all the doors. But
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll really see what happens.
So thanks, Christy, for that.
Yes, yes, thank you.
All right. This is from Jennifer in Ohio. It says, hi, Jeff and Colleen. I found your wonderful podcast 3 weeks ago, and I'm working through all of them. Vaya con Dios. Good luck. There's a lot of them out there, so hang in there. Only 9 left until I'm caught up. She's lasted all that time.
Wow.
Like I always say, there's some type of an award somewhere to get through all of them. I've been pondering and following and would like to know your thoughts on my thoughts. Do you think Storybrooke is unplottable, similar to Hogwarts? So if I'm driving through a forest in Maine, that's all I see. But if I somehow know it's there, can I enter? There doesn't seem to be any lost hikers sauntering into Granny's Diner. It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I've wondered too. I didn't quite think of it the way she did about Hogwarts, but I do tend to agree with her. I think it's one of those things you can't tell it's there. There's certain secret little passageways, and if you know they're there, then that's how you get in. But if you don't, you're not going to get in.
Yep. And we do know, well, we believe that somehow August was connected to Storybrooke somehow. And the discussion has been that maybe if he is in fact Storybrooke Pinocchio, that he was sent prior to the curse.
Yep.
So that leaves him out of all that.
He knows the in and out. He knows the way to get in and out.
So the interesting thing is we are kind of building up this number of people that are actually outside the curse. So possibly Pinocchio is one.
Yeah.
And Emma is another, and Henry is another. So, because normally, you know, they would be affected by that. And if August W. Booth is in fact Pinocchio, why would he want access to Henry's book?
I was going to say, it's usually because we think he's adding to the book or correcting the book or repairing the pages that were torn out, because he knows they will be important in helping Emma see the light.
Some people think I shut you down.
Oh, they're wrong.
I don't shut you down.
You do not, sweetie.
Because you can always say, no, let me finish. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't shut you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, my thinking is that if Pinocchio is outside of the curse, maybe that's why he wasn't in the book. Or maybe he could cause a threat. And if, in fact, Rumpelstiltskin somehow created this book, that he did not want to include Pinocchio.
Possibly.
Because I've seen Pinocchio kind of put Emma back on the path.
Yes. So. Yes. Anyhow. Yeah. We'll see.
Or see the light as it will, as it were. It seems to me that Mr. Gold's pawn shop is not in the business of selling things. That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a lot of people coming in and buying.
No half-off sale.
Nope.
No sales of any kind.
Nope.
Buy one, get one free.
No, none of that.
Buy a little wishing lamp.
No. He inventories a lot.
And get a bicycle maybe ridden by a witch or something. I don't know.
Yep.
That hangs on the ceiling.
A kitchen witch?
Possibly. When items are repositioned to a place of prominence in the store, it's like moving pieces into play on a chessboard. Very good observation.
Excellent.
Only the pawns are people. Ooh, that's a nice thought. What do you think? No, it's
very insightful.
Yep.
Loving it.
And it really does fit in with the whole idea of Wonderland, a chessboard, cards, that kind of a game. So, and I think there's a lot of that movement, especially with Mr. Gold and Regina.
You know, yes.
One step forward, yes. Two steps back, and
it's very much a chess game.
Yeah.
Very much a chess game.
Yep. And thanks for enabling Oncers to have a spot to bounce their ideas around. You are welcome, Jennifer from Ohio.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
That is fantastic.
Excellent, excellent thoughts. Now, let me see here. And I'm going to play another voicemail. This is always, you know, at some point people kind of go, that's another voicemail.
Yeah.
You never know.
You know what? We didn't have a Thursday show this week, so we didn't have a whole lot going on at that point in time. And we had other things we had to take care of. Work was beyond crazy. I have not been on Twitter the last couple weeks now because I figured out that I actually clocked in about 15 hours of overtime between the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 15 hours that I don't get paid for, but 15 hours of overtime. So that's probably why I'm sick too, why I got that cold. So anyway, on with the email.
Voicemail.
Sorry, voicemail. See?
Here we go.
Okay.
Is I don't think this show could get any better. Do you?
I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Faustino, Sleepy on the show. Walter, just wanted to call and say you guys are putting on a good show, and really appreciate what you guys are doing. All the great fan support, and thanks to Helga Marie. She's been great, Marmont, and keeping us warm during this time frame. And I wanted to say something as far as this upcoming shows, but I really don't want to give away. I can't really give away much. All I can say is that they're going to be great, and I'm looking forward to it myself because I don't know too much as well. Okay, guys, take care. Lots of love to you. We'll talk soon, okay? Bye-bye.
Incredible.
Woohoo!
Incredible.
That was awesome.
Wow. So,
okay, for those of you keeping score at home, that would be 4 cast voicemails tonight. 4.
Yep.
So, and a nice little shout out.
Yep.
To Miss Helga.
That's true.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Faustina. We really appreciate
it. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
You know, we love Team 7 to the core, but this is a fan podcast, so we're representing all of them. But, you know, Team 7 and us goes all the way back.
Yep.
Way back.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Because you know what? Honestly, I can say this, and if you're a Disney fan, you'll understand the reference. It all started with a dwarf.
That's true. That is absolutely true. So it's been really, really cool. So
we do. We love the cast. The cast is just beyond amazing. They are so cool. And you love them. You want to hug them. You want to go talk to them. You want to go hang out with them. You want to cheer them on. You want to just, it's awesome. We love them. Yeah. We do.
And that's what makes this show different and special. So we're just along for the ride.
And we really are.
What a great ride it is.
Yep.
So I think we're coming down to it. I have one more email.
Email. Cool.
And it's coming up. It's opening up. And all right. Okay, it's I'm a Freebish part 2.
Oh.
So buckle up.
What an epic ending to an already epic night.
See, Yeah.
Could it just get any better? Okay. And I'm just going to throw this out there because, you know, I'm starting to feel a little giddy. And no, I have not had the NyQuil. And yeah, I probably should take some. But tomorrow's Earth Day. So could it just be any more awesome this weekend? I don't think it can. I really just don't think this weekend can be any more awesome. I can't take it. It's too awesome.
Yep.
So go ahead.
All right. So anyway, here we go. Buckling up. Things and More Things by Imer Friebisch. You know, I love the open. This is one of my favorite.
They remind
things.
Me of essays.
I know.
They do. They're like the really cool school essays that you just kind of, you know. Anyway.
I wish I could have gone to school with Imer Friebisch. Can you imagine? When she gets up and says, here's my paper for today. And everyone's like, okay, everyone shut up. She's going to read her paper.
She's going to read the paper.
Here we go. You know,
pay attention.
It'd be great.
That would be pretty fun.
All right, here we go. Okie dokie. So I said I wasn't going to do another one, but then I thought, what the hey? So here's my thoughts while watching Snow Falls. I didn't see any snow falling, by the way, unless you count when Charming cut snow down from the trap. Well, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Anyhow, warning. It's my least favorite episode because Regina wasn't in it as much. And any episode without my boo leaves me unmotivated. So this might be poo as well. No, it's not. It's not. You got to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, Ima. You could do this.
August said so.
Get ready for it. Bambi, oh my God. That's true. That has to be the whitest carriage I've ever seen. I'm blind now for the next 5 minutes. Abby, you're so spoiled. This is when everyone wasn't fond of you. What is up with that dress? Don't you know the queen is the only one that can rock feathers and hair that makes you think she's crazy, but she's really rolled out of bed looking fabulous. Okay, back to Abigail. Oh, it's a tree on the road, and Charming is caressing it. How Law and Order medieval times. Robin Hood? See, I thought the same thing. Robin Hood, right? All right. Love how everyone leaves Abigail to go chase down Robin Hood. That's true. You know, there's somebody stealing stuff and everybody leaves.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, it's a girl. No, wait, a woman. Sucker punched by a girl. Ha ha ha. Charming got hit by a girl. Okay. 15 kids. What? Hey, it's Takizo Kensei? Adam Monroe from Heroes Wears Hiro Nakamura. I don't know what I just said.
I don't either.
I read it. I don't know what I just said, though.
Did it make sense
in the chat room?
Okay, so I did get the show Heroes.
That's right, Heroes.
And Masaoka, who played, I think, that character. I don't know. But anyway.
Yes, I...
Hiro Nakamura, that's it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, anywho.
If you're still listening, we're still reading. Please stay on the line. All right. So let me get this straight. You're on a date with Mary and staring at Ruby's booty. I approve. I mean, shame on you. Okay. Mary finds Emma reading a newspaper in the car. Mary offers her daughter a place to stay. For the love of all that is holy, take it. Emma, you look homeless. Homeless. Henry's poking John Doe. All he needs is a stick. Is it dead? No, Henry, no. I wish John would have woken up and scared the living bejesus out of him. That would have been funny.
No, he's not a zombie, honey. Get the zombies out of the head. Okay. He just will go, wah.
Yeah.
You know, just a quick scare. I don't know.
I wonder if Josh Dallas did that.
Would have been awesome.
Yeah.
That would have been funny behind the scenes.
I wonder if anyone can get a message to us. Maybe they were on the set when they were filming that scene. That would have been so funny.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty funny.
All right. Mary finds Henry before he could do any more damage to his grandpa. Mommy's sun time. Is that jacket getting redder? I like the jacket. Mommy, daughter, bonding time over hot cocoa. Oh, how I miss those times. Seems like they don't have that a lot now. Tear. It's okay, Ima. It's okay. Mary is reading to John D. that is creepy. If someone touched me that way, the way JD did to Mary, I would have ran away or punched him in the face. Sorry. Reflex. Creepy creepy pants returns.
Would that be Dr. Whale?
I think so.
Isn't that sad that we all kind of go there?
Dr. Whale, we're sorry if you're listening.
No, anyway. we like the actor. The actor is great.
He is kind of creepy, though. He's out there scamming on Ruby.
But that's the point. I think he's probably a really...
Hey, you need a ride?
He's got to be a really, really good actor.
I got a car.
If he's that
creepy. Can't go out of town, but we can... I'll drive you down to Sarah's Ice Cream.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but it's closed now. Sarah's Ice Cream.
Sarah's Ice Cream.
We can go talk in front of the store with the bikes in the window.
Yeah, let's not.
All right. Listen, Dr. Creep, that guy touched my hand, I tell you. Oh, my God, it's my boo. Lost interest after that scene. Wow, Snow White, how pirate of you. I think you should change your name to Swashbuckling Snow. Hey, that's it. She could be on the Pirate Princess thing. I saw the Pirate Princess cartoon yesterday. It's a boat made of gold.
Yes.
A boat made of gold.
Have you never seen Peter Pan?
Was that not a gold boat?
At the end it was.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
I'm glad we tied it back to the show because people are already starting to write. He's talking about cartoons.
Yeah.
Have nothing to do with the show.
Yeah.
All right. How could you not see that trap? Well, I'm a, you know, he was a good trap setter. It worked in Lost, and it worked in Return of the Jedi. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
So they are flirting now, awkwardly. I thought she had the cutest face looking through that trap. I really did.
The net.
Yeah, the net thing. Yeah,
when
yeah.
she was up in the net.
Yeah, she was cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, Snow has a mugshot. Wow, like mother, like daughter. See?
Yep.
Yep. Emma comes in with Regina's shirt. Very good comment, and I wondered the same thing.
Yeah, it looked like it, huh?
Yeah. Well, she did.
Yeah,
Henry
she
said,
did.
Yeah, I gave
You're
it
right.
to you.
You're absolutely right.
Family meeting. Mary and Henry are all gung-ho. The awkward moment when your mother and son are both excited over a fairy tale book, and it makes you look like the only sane person in the family. Graham, oh my God. Hey again. What? My boy JD is missing. Did Pimp steal him? He may have. You may have. Just to kind of let you know. See, I'm a gave Mr. Gold a name, and it's Pimp with a Limp because he has a limp.
And he walks with a cane,
and they, you know.
It's very 70s.
In the rap, you know, just pimping with a cane.
Yes.
I'm going to stop talking now.
Yes, you should. No, finish reading the
yes,
email.
Yes, I will. Love how Graham moves out of the way, and I totally forget my train of thought because Regina just appeared on screen again. Angels Sing and Skies Part One More. I got love for Regina. I do. That awkward moment when the woman that hates you sees you wearing her shirt. And good point.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, Regina sees you wearing her shirt, Emma. You better take it off now. I'm going to move on. I love how Henry blames my girl Regina. She's innocent, I tell you. See? People see it from a different point of view.
And they see, do.
There you go. It is curious that the mayor's there. Oh, Emma, don't you know Regina is everywhere and nowhere? That's true. And she's got magical keys in the drawer underneath the copy machine or the printer.
Uh-huh.
She does have keys.
That's true.
Fit in all kind of things. And Regina stole the scene again, along with my heart. We got a fan, people. We got a fan.
Really?
Yes.
Because I can't tell.
Hey, it's Sleepy and Grumpy Team 7, Holla. See? That's
Yay!
True. We just talked. Well, we heard from Sleepy.
I know. That's so
we
awesome.
Heard from Sleepy. John D. looks like a zombie. Aha! Walking Dead.
No.
Okay.
No, he's not a zombie.
I'm a said right here.
I know, but he's not a zombie.
Door goes out to the woods. JD has a thing for the woods. And that actually was discussed before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said it can't open up in the woods. It's not very sanitary.
That's true.
You know, with all the bugs and things. It probably had a hallway. going out.
So. Yeah, I don't think it led directly outside. I'm thinking that was the direction was the woods. That side of the hospital was the woods. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I want to see the episode where they all arrive in Bumflick Nowhere, Maine. When is that going to happen? Okay. I wanted to make sure I read that correctly. Snow and Charming, where is my queen? I'm bored. Hang in there, Ima. She's coming. She'll be along. Fairy dust that's evil. Did an evil dwarf make it? Because we all know dwarfs make dust. True.
Ooh,
and
yes, they do.
We know. Well, I thought it was evil fairy dust.
No. What evil fairy dust?
That Snow had in her little.
Yes, that was fairy dust, but was it evil?
Yeah,
I would
bad
think it was evil.
Dust.
Yeah, it was bad fairy dust.
Now, Doc makes sleeping dust, something.
Right, doesn't he?
Well, he had a sleeping something that Stealthy used to knock out the guards.
Oh, right.
So dwarves do make kind of cool things.
They can do stuff with, yeah.
I'm thinking that dust that we're talking about was taken from Maleficent, but
probably she
wrong.
Got it from her, yeah.
I could be wrong. Okay, let me break it down for you. And we'll pause there for a second. Then that means that maybe Snow had some kind of dealings with Maleficent, maybe. Or maybe Rumple got it from Maleficent.
Mm-hmm.
And some type of a trade or something.
Oh, I'm thinking there was a little deal going on.
Yeah. And that's how Snow got it from her. Jot that down, people. Jot that could be something.
He loves to make deals.
He does indeed.
He's very adept at them.
All right. Everyone that thinks Snow/Regina fighting is stupid, don't you know that you do this as well? Girls fight like this all the time. B stole my shoes and I want her dead. B stole my boyfriends. I want her dead. B told a secret. I want her dead. It's the cycle of a woman's life. Amen. Holla. Amen. Because yes.
And as my friend Kat that I used to work with would say, I will cut you.
See? See, Kat's
Kat's a little feisty.
When I come home and fix my lunch, I turn on the TV and there is all kind of women getting mad at other women for all kinds of things.
Yes. Why do you think women are frequently compared to cats?
Well, okay. I'm going to keep on reading because I don't know. Snow took karate lessons from Stealthy. See?
Possibly, she might have.
Possibly. Hey, it's Queen's rock band, The Shadow Knights. Mm-hmm. That's a great song. Queen Wants Your Heart. I'd put that on my iPod. Dude, sweet eyeliner. Only really men wear eyeliner like that? Maybe. It's black eyeliner, so it's
okay.
Kind of fits with the Evil Queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like a 70s tribute band or something.
Yes.
David Bowie-ish kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would fit. Yep. Adamant, yeah.
Yep. Graham turns into a dog and sniffs out John Doe. Mary and Emma are chilling while Graham goes rolling around in the dirt. Henry, you creeper. Be nice to Henry. Snow is getting manhandled by the Shadow Knights. If she doesn't want to be a groupie, don't force her. Well, good point. Oh my God, they killed the lead singer. How am I supposed to get my song now? Charming, your sword fighting is weak. Well, yeah, possibly. The dreamer just stole Snow while you're out dancing with the bass player. Charming volunteered as tribute. Wait, this isn't the Hunger Games. This is why I love Ima. So funny.
I know, it's very funny.
Hunger Games.
I know.
And people are going to get mad. You're not talking about Once Upon a Time. You're talking about Hunger Games. It's funny.
It's funny because it fits.
I know. That awkward moment when some guy saves your life and you fall in love, but all he wants is his jewels back. Good point. And then we go back to that bee stole my... All right, then. Don't F with the trolls, Charming. It's not nice to call them dwarfs. They aren't. Little people respect, yo. See? And they don't crawl up the sides of bridges either. Dwarves don't.
No, dwarves don't.
Back to the Scooby-Doo gang playing Manhunt. Damn those meddling kids. Good point. Good point. Well played, Ima. Well played.
Yes.
Regina is going to kill Emma, then Henry, then Emma again. Love that line. Oh my God, dun dun dun. JD's hospital bracelet. Snow, charming. Looks like you took a wrong turn and you're wrong in the wrong side of the woods. Why does it feel that Snow and Charming are making a drug deal? That's pretty funny. The truck. Oh my, that is funny. The trolls on the bridge. Trolls are the drug dealers of fairy tale land. Okay, I'm a gold star for the day. That was good. Damn, those trolls are really jumpy. That's true. And then there was a, yep. All right. Osno uses the dark dust to save Charming.
Yep.
But she uses it up. I'll bet she had plans, you know.
She
with
did.
A friend
she
of yours, Ima, but she used it, you know. Anyway. Scooby-Doo gang found Catherine's heart. I mean, they found JD going for a dip in the river. Mary gives him mouth to mouth. I saw you sneak a kiss, you minx. That awkward moment when John Doe's wife appears out of nowhere after 28 years. Regina, oh my God, yay! Snow and Charming, that awkward moment when you save each other from death, then trying a ring that's meant for someone else. So I could go on and on about cooties on a wedding ring.
Yes.
But I won't.
That's a whole other issue.
Long show. So JD's name is actually David Nolan. I like JD better. Regina is in a forgiving mood. That's true. She cut her a break.
She kind of did.
She did.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Usually Regina's pretty by the book. But
yeah, she is.
By her own book.
Yes.
Both Emma and Henry look like they're in the doghouse and are being scolded like puppies. We will talk about your insubordination later. Do you know what insubordination is? Shakes head. Means you're grounded. Best line in the episode, and I totally use that on a kid. I wish they had switched Catherine's names. I mean, Princess Catherine sounds way better than Princess Abigail. Catherine sounds more royal than Abigail. Oh, Regina in the shot again. What's everyone else talking about? I'm as a fan. She is a fan. Yes, Emma. David got up and decided to go out for a stroll at night. Emma's right. Something's not right. Regina is not wearing a low-cut outfit. Okay, Regina only wears a low-cut outfit when she's trying to either get people to stay in her castle.
Yep.
Or to ask a huntsman to help her out. She wears those outfits for that.
Yes.
So this was not one of those times. Good eye, Emma Swan. Regina still looks hot, though. That town ain't that big. Knock, knock, Mary... Hey, it's your daughter. Can't we have a sleepover? And they live happily ever after. For this episode, sad news, Mr. Pimp with a limp wasn't in this episode. Sorry, Pimpettes.
Aww.
Hope you all enjoyed it. And may thanks for Jeff and Colleen for doing this podcast every week. They're both awesome. Much evil love to everyone, including the cast, if they're hearing this craziness. And you know what? They are.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, I'm a Freebish. You rock a lot.
You do.
So thank you so much for the fantabulous emails, even though I had to kind of work it around. We have people listening.
We do.
I had to kind of change some things.
Yeah.
So anywho, I think that is it.
Yes.
Unless you have any other plans there, dearie.
No. And, oh, isn't that cute? Did you purposely say dearie?
Sure I did.
Okay.
Sure I did. Because I know no. You're a fan as well.
No, not unless you have more tricks up your sleeve, more surprises, more
you know
little,
what?
More little rabbits
have,
to pull out of the hat.
I have out-tricked myself. I am all tricked out tonight.
Dude.
So, but I did want to say that I appreciate everybody showing up in the chat room and really supporting us. This has been really, really cool, and we're going to continue on. And I really think that more surprises await.
Yep.
My wisher is on 10.
Oh,
and
yeah, it is.
And so, but anyhow, thanks so much for being here. And more fun awaits. We're going to have a new episode tomorrow. You know, so all the Rump fans are going to get some Rumple backstory.
Yes.
So we're
going to
find out lots of things. We heard from some awesome cast members tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank again Jacob for being in the chat room.
Yep.
And just leaving fantastic.
A great little voicemail.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. So next Friday night, a little different. We are going to have a live show next Friday at 7. The same place, but next Friday.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Anyhow, we got to go. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Big love. Adios, guys.
Goodbye.